Congratulations, Tony.
Thank you.
Did you have any inkling that it would be the Raiders?
Not really. I mean, it's one of those things where it's just kind of a crapshoot, and you never know what's going to happen. I was told to expect the unexpected in the draft, and that's kind of what happened. So, I mean, I was excited. I'd interviewed with some of their coaches, and when I got the phone call, I couldn't have been more excited.
If the picks kept going today, were you getting worried that you might have to wait another day for this?
Yeah, you always kind of have that worry. I mean, you have your family over at the house, and it's always a little awkward when you have to tell them all, okay, come back tomorrow. And, you know, I was just extremely lucky and fortunate to be called tonight. So,
Tony, did you have any contact whatsoever with the Raiders over this entire process?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'd interviewed with them at the Senior Bowl and again at the Combine. They saw me in all of those things. So there was contact, there was interviews, you know, there was plenty of that.
Who'd you talk to, and what do you remember from those interviews?
I talked to Coach Wisniewski, I believe, the assistant O-line coach, and I mean it was mostly. It was done at the Combine, so it was mostly just trying to get in my head a little bit, having to draw some plays up, kind of get to know me more than anything. But he kind of instilled in my mind that, you know, they're starting a new era with the Oakland Raiders, and they've got a whole new thing going. I mean, they're honoring the past and coming into the new system and a new time. And so, you know, I'm excited to be a part of that.
Do you see yourself as a zone blocking type of offensive lineman?
Absolutely. I mean, I've come from Utah. That's the scheme we ran, and zone was always our bread and butter. That's the first play you got to establish. It keeps the defense honest. You can run it against any look they throw at you. You know, you can run it into any blitz. So it's, I mean, I'm a big believer in it, and I feel like I can block it.
You obviously played mostly tackle in college. What's that transition to guard going to be like?
It's something I got to do. I already got to have a taste of it at the Senior Bowl. I played in all right tackle through most of my college career, a little bit of left tackle, and went to the Senior Bowl and played only left guard. So, I mean, I've already had a bit of a taste for it and had a little growing pains, so I'm sure there will be coming into this new league and switching positions. But, you know, it's something that came pretty naturally to me, and it was fun. I'm not going to lie. You get inside. It's not so much finesse anymore. It's a little more gritty. And, I feel like I'm capable of making that transition.
Did you know all along that you would probably make that transition, or what?
Yeah. I mean, most likely. I mean, there were some teams that I talked to that saw me as someone who could play tackle, and the Raiders, I mean, even talking to them, they said they think that I could play tackle, but I'd probably move into guard first. I kind of knew all along that I was going to be a guard first and maybe be able to play that backup tackle, you know, in the future, or, you know, right away. But, I mean, I think guard's my position. I've already changed my mindset to guard, so, I mean, that's what I'm thinking right now.
Tony, you're going to be older than a lot of rookies because of your mission, and I'm sure that some people might see that as a detriment. Do you see advantages to, you know, that life path as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of advantages, not just to the path, but to a lifestyle. So as far as the life path goes, I mean, I was fortunate enough. I actually served in the Sacramento area, so I was, you know, right above you guys, and became pretty familiar with the area. But I was really fortunate to be able to have a weight set. I trained every morning, so I came back in probably 50 pounds heavier and in much better shape than when I left. So I think that gave me a good head start in college. And then, you know, as far as the lifestyle goes, I'm not one of those guys who goes out and parties. I take recovery very seriously. You come to my house, I'm usually sitting on a foam roller or something. I have a wife. She won't let me get into any trouble. So, I mean, physically, I feel like my body is, I feel like it's as in good a shape as any 20 or 21-year-old. And I think it'll last just as long because I take care of it.
you know, in that same vein about physically feeling better, I mean, do you feel like the time off from the wear and tear and all the hits of playing football, do you feel like that has sort of got you physically, health-wise, ahead of where most players are at your age?
Yeah, I mean, high school is a little different. High school is not quite as bad as college, but, you know, and obviously this time that I've had just training for the combine and pro days and afterwards has been nice to kind of take a break from the hitting, not having any spring ball. But yeah, I mean, that definitely helps. I mean, giving your body some recovery time always helps.
Are you mechanical engineer or electrical engineer? Which is it?
Chemical.
Do you have any particular areas of interest or areas of study within that?
I did. I was more, I mean, it was more, I kind of was looking more into the petroleum area because I was thinking, you know, you make great big oil, you make great money, right? So, but I don't know, as I got into it further and further, I was more interested in the research side of things, probably going like nanotechnology kind of stuff, but I mean, I'm not sure yet. I mean, there's a broad spectrum of things you can go into.
Have you talked to brother-in-law Paul yet? And you know, you have the Ravens on the schedule. Have you had a chance?
Yeah, absolutely. That was the first thing we looked at. Is when are we playing each other? So I think we're playing in November in Baltimore, I believe. Mm-hmm. If I can remember. So I mean, that was something that was right quick, and I was able to talk to Paul. He's always been kind of an Oakland fan, so he was pretty excited for me to go there.
Sorry, where and for how long were you in the Sacramento area?
I was there for two years, mostly in the South Sac area, and then down in Stockton area.
When you say that you've known for a while that you would be moving into guard, is that based more on what you see as your talents and your physical abilities, or what coaches and scouts had told you?
A little bit of both. I felt like I did well at tackle, but I mean, I'm a guy, I like to get my hand in the ground. I can do a 2-point stance, but I mean, who wants to be in a 2-point stance? There's no fun in that. So I mean, I kind of liked the idea of moving into guard, and then I was just told by a lot of guys, a lot of NFL coaches, that they saw me doing that as well, and having me kind of be a swing player that can do both.
You said that during your mission you were able to work out a lot and you feel more mature now. Would you say that because of that time you spent and your age and whatnot, you're actually you're more ready to be perhaps a starter in the league?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that always helps, having a little bit more maturity. I mean, I'm a guy that I'm no stranger to coming home and studying all day and spending time with the family instead of going out at night. And so as soon as I get that playbook, I'm going right back into that lifestyle of just studying every day and doing my workouts whenever morning, probably, I think. But I mean, I think having that schedule that you get used to, that I think that's kind of a big part of being mature, or of maturity.
Hey, when you dealt with the Raiders, when you had your interview, did you leave it thinking that you aced it? Did you think that, oh, boy, I can't believe I gave that answer. Boy, is that going to come back and bite me? What'd you think?
I mean, I felt like I did pretty well. I answered all the questions fairly well. I felt like I was confident but not arrogant, and I mean, all those things they tell you at all the combine prep things, and so I mean, I felt like I did well, but I mean, I came out of every interview just thinking I did well, and then going back over my head just going, I have no idea, because you don't know what the coaches are thinking. They give you almost no feedback the whole time, and you know, you hope you do well, but you never know.
Not many guys have a brother-in-law that's in the league. How much of a help was he throughout this process?
Well, he was a great help. I mean, it's something that, I mean, not just throughout this process, but, you know, even in my senior year, I mean, I talked to him, and he filled me in a lot on what it was about my game that needed to change, and what NFL coaches were really looking for out of college linemen, and I mean, that was probably the biggest help from him, was just, you know, every week just telling me what it is that I need to do to be more recognizable to NFL coaches.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony.